Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Valabha Girivar Dari. Gopi Jana Valabha Girivar Dari. Shodanana Sajjanaranjana Yashodanana Bhajjanaranjana Jamuna Tira Banachari Jamuna Tira Banachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Jayam Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivraja Gacharja Stotara Sata Shri Shri Marjivangra Jaisi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai. ISKCON BIVIDI PHANGRA CHARJA SHRINA PUPUPAR KI JAI GRANTA RACHRIMAD BHAGVATAM KI JAI GAU PRIMANANDE SAMAVETA BHAKTA VINDA KI JAI All glories to the assembly of devotees, all glories to the assembly of devotees, all glories to the assembly of devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru Gauranga, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So today's verse is Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 6, Text Number 2 and 3. I'll do 2 alone and then we'll all do number 3.
Kamshena prahita ghora putana bala ghatini shishum schachara nignanti puragrama vrajarishu.
Number 3.
Nayatra shavanadini Rakshagnani Swakarmasu Kurvanti Satvatam Bhartur Yatu Dhanyas Chatatrahi Nayatra Shavanadini Rakshognani Swakarmasu Kurvanti Satvatam Bhartur Yatu Dhanyas Chatatrahi Nayatra Shravanadini Rakshognani Swakarmasu Kurvanti Satvatam Bhartur Yatu Dhanyas Chatatrahi Nayatra Shravanadini Yakshognani Swakarmasu Kurvanti Satvatam Bhartur Yatu Dhanyas Chatatrahi Nayatra Shravanadini Rakshognani Swakarmasu Kurvanti Satvatam Bhartur Yatu Dhanyas Chatatrahi
Matajis.
Nayatra Shravanadini Rakshognani Swakarmasu Kurvanti Satvatam Bhartur Yatu Dhanyas Chatatrahi Nayatra Shravanadini Rakshognani Swakarmasu Kurvanti Satvatam Bhartur Yatu Dhanyas Chatatrahi
Okay, word for word. Na, not, yatra, wherever, shravana adini,
the activities of Bhakti Yoga,
beginning with hearing and chanting.
Rakshagnani,
the sound vibration to kill all danger and bad elements.
Swakarmasu, if one is engaged in his own occupational duty. Kurvanti. Such things are done. Satvatam Bhartu. Of the protector of the devotees. Yatu Dhanyaha. Disturbing elements. Bad elements. Cha. Also. Tatrahi. There must be. Madan Mohan Prabhu will give the class.
Hare Krishna. So I'll read the translation to text 2 and then text 3 with the purport. Text 2 by Srila Prabhupada. While Nanda Maharaj was returning to Gokula, the same fierce Putana whom Kamsa had previously engaged to kill babies was wandering about in the towns, cities, and villages doing her nefarious duty. Text 3. My dear king, wherever people in any position perform their occupational duties of devotional service by chanting and hearing Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu, there cannot be any danger from bad elements. Therefore, there was no need for anxiety about Gokula while the Supreme Personality of Godhead was personally present. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Sukadeva Goswami spoke this verse to mitigate the anxiety of Nanda Maharaj. Excuse me. Maharaj Parikit. Maharaj Parikit was a devotee of Krishna, and therefore when he understood that Putana was causing disturbances in Gokula, he was somewhat perturbed. Sukadeva Goswami therefore assured him that there was no danger in Gokula. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has sung, who knows what song that's from? Udina Arasta, number 6, one of the points there. Everyone is thus advised to seek shelter in the chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and remain engaged in his own occupational duty. Thus, there is no loss in this, and the gain is tremendous. Is that right? Even from a material point of view, everyone should take to chanting Hare Krishna, the Hare Krishna mantra, to be saved from all kinds of danger. The world is full of danger. Padam, padam, yat, pati, padam. Therefore, we should be encouraged to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra so that in our family, society, neighborhood, and nation, everything will be smooth and free from danger. Om Agyana Timirandasya Tunajana Salakaya Chaksus Militanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Jayatam Surito Angur Mamamanda Matirgati Mat Sarvasa Patambo Jo Radha Madana Mohana. So I wanted to thank everybody for coming and listening today. That this is certainly the most indicating, everyone here is the most fortunate people there are to be able to, in this Kali Yuga, be able to hear this information. So it's most fortunate, and the most intelligent. most fortunate, most intelligent, most blessed. So how special it is. And in fact, just like that if there are any qualities that the devotees are lacking, simply by this process, all good qualities come out of them. So just like here, it's talking about chanting Hare Krishna in here, and this chanting Hare Krishna, there's, I got a couple things here. In the Nectar Devotion, the very first chapter, it mentions pure devotional service brings immediate relief from all kinds of material distress. So the first line of the purport, it mentions that Sukadeva Goswami spoke this verse to mitigate the anxiety of Maharaj Parikshit. So Prabhupada is also giving us this information to eliminate that anxiety, that material life is eating, sleeping, mating, and fearing or defending. So this fearing is a very prominent point of material life. The very first thing that Krishna says to Arjuna as an instruction is never, never was there a time when you did not exist, nor in the future will you ever cease to be. So the first thing he takes care of, understand that there will never be a time when you're going to not exist. Of course, you want to change how you're existing, and that he takes it almost to the last instruction, is sarva nama prityaja. He says, so if you surrender, I'll eliminate all of those inauspicious things in your life. Do not fear. So the same point is being made over and over again. And then what is right after the first characteristic of pure devotional service brings immediate relief from all material distress? Number two, I get so many things running in my head. When they have the Bhakta Lata Beej, it sprouts. When you water it, it sprouts. The first two leaves that come up, you know what the first two leaves are? You know how they come up? There's a leaf here and a leaf there. These are the first two leaves, the immediate relief from all kinds of material distress. And the other leaf is pure devotional service is the beginning of all auspiciousness. So just off the top of your head, when you think of all auspicious, you can come up with one or two or three things if you didn't read it. One, it's for everybody. It's nobody that this, it's not sectarian. Every living entity, so it's for everybody. And then the auspiciousness is complete, so it's all auspicious. And there was one more I had a thought of. It probably will come back to me. At least I wrote it down. All right. So I thought of this verse here. That is, and we also can remember that just like Rukmini, she just heard about Krishna. So, and everything developed from that. So just by us hearing about Krishna, we're developing all this purification is taking place simply by hearing. So specifically, here is a nice verse, Kali Kala, Nama Rupe, Krishna Avatar, Nama Hita, Haitai, Sarva Jagat Nistara. Sorry, for those who know how to say it correctly. In this age of Kali, the holy name of the Lord, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, is the incarnation of Lord Krishna. Simply by chanting the holy name, one associates with the Lord directly. Anyone who does this is certainly delivered. So, the purport, Prabhupada mentions this, and I was thinking of that verse 10.14.3. For those who are in rapt attention. So I put it up there indirectly, and it says, can someone read that?
Throw away the process of inspecting knowledge and looking at
by the pure devotees. Certainly conquer your lordship, although you are otherwise unconquerable by anyone within the three worlds. So this was in obtaining the goal of life. Etavad eva jignasvam. Gigya yam. The nutshell verse of the Bhagavatam says that we should all be searching up to the absolute truth. And it's so nicely explained by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur that etavad means Krishna prema. We're all lining up for getting the pure love, the highest pure love situated constantly in our heart. That's what we're here for. That's what we're learning about. That's why the most intelligent. Everybody is going to be hooked up with their true love just around the corner. So gradually, we'll be increasing our impatience for that. Imagine, you're going to meet your true love just in a little while. This is your real soulmate, the person you've always been hankering for. You're actually, for a long time, you're going to... So just a little bit, we should start to get a little impatient. And when we become impatient, as the Sikshastika prayers point out, that Dhruva Maharaj gave such a wonderful lecture about Shiva with his tridents of distractions. We won't see any distractions anymore. Just like when you go shopping, for food shopping, and you're completely full, you only get the stuff on the list. If you go there when you're hungry, it's a whole different experience. So the whole world just becomes vacant. There's nothing to do here. Where's Krishna? Where's Krishna? So that prem artha, so one other verse here is, so in this age, Krishna has appeared, but it's so incredible that he appeared by Lord Chaitanya, who brings a special... Not every Kali Yuga has Lord Chaitanya appear. And Lord Chaitanya is appearing with three interests, desiring to understand the glories of Radharani's love, the wonderful qualities in Krishna that she alone relishes by her love, and the happiness she feels when she realizes the sweetness of his love, the Supreme Lord Hari, Sri Hari, with richly endowed with Radharani's emotions, appeared from the womb of Mother Sachi, just like the moon appears from the ocean. So here he put special potency in this holy name that is directed right to Goloka Vrindavan. And with Srila Prabhupada, we're following in the footsteps of a resident of Vrindavan, finding out exactly how to increase. So even though we're going along all the time, just like when someone's on a plane, people take planes, just took that long plane ride, it just seems like you're on this plane and everything's going on, but when the plane lands, you look around and you're in a whole other place. So we're on this boat of ISKCON, and we're doing our daily activities, but where is this boat going to? It's going back, and we're hearing every day, and we're chanting every day. So there's another verse just about this chanting that is an important verse to know. I'm going to read just a little bit of it. Namachintamani Krishnas Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. Got that pretty good. The holy name of Krishna is transcendentally blissful. It bestows all spiritual benedictions. For it is Krishna himself, the reservoir of all pleasure. Krishna's name is complete, and it is the form of all transcendental mellows. It is not a material name under any condition, and it is no less powerful than Krishna himself. Since Krishna's name is not contaminated by material qualities, there is no question of it being involved with Maya. Krishna's name is always liberated and spiritual. It is never conditioned by the laws of material nature. This is because the name of Krishna and Krishna himself are identical. So that's such a nice verse to understand, because adoshraddha, we began this process by simply having a desire, some faith. By hearing, we developed this a little bit of faith, and the faith is in prema. And then we're associating with devotees, and we're practicing our bhajan, this bhajana that we're practicing. And while we're doing that, we're becoming free from these 10 offenses. So sometimes when I look at the 10 offenses, I think about them now a little differently. So if this is the only thing that's keeping us on this side of the curtain, so we're not seeing Krishna, Krishna's not opening the curtain, because there's some discrepancy here. So I thought about the first one is to see the good qualities in all the devotees. Because even if we just read that the other day from 4.4.12, how Sati was giving us a list of the four kinds of better people, each better than the other, and the four kinds of worse. So as she explained, the best person, take somebody who has no good qualities and can and thinks, well, if they just had a little association, those qualities would be improved. And in fact, here it mentions that even if you start off with some qualities that aren't so good, by this chanting of Hare Krishna, they turn into all good qualities. So naturally, you start to develop that. So for the devotees, you're seeing they have good qualities. Some of them may just need a little bit more hearing and a little bit more work on that, but you give them the benefit of the doubt, so to speak. Because they're dear to Krishna, bhakti vatsal, every devotee is very dear to Krishna. And then we've understood the names of the demigods, they're not independent of Krishna. So what that means is you can actually start to relish everything that they're doing, no matter what kind of service it is. They're doing this motivated, anukulena krishnasya. They're doing this to please Krishna. So sometimes we may not understand the activities of especially advanced devotees. It says that one cannot understand an advanced devotee's mind. So, but they're not independent, because everything is under Krishna's control. And Krishna is arranging everything, bhoktaram jagatapasam, for us to see him doing everything, appreciate everything, isha vaisa idam sarvam, everything belongs to Krishna. And then second or third offense is to, boy, you get brain freeze when you sit up here. disobey the orders of the spiritual master. So we know that the spiritual master's orders are the life and soul of devotee. We basically, as we're continuing a devotional service, we're starting to understand the mind. We've heard about the mind, intelligence, false ego, super soul. We're understanding all these different internal articulations that we may hear. We hear these different. So how do we know which is which? How do you know your mind? Because you're supposed to control your mind. Maybe everything's the mind. How do you know your mind from your intelligence, from the super soul? How can you tell one from another? So we're learning that. Every day by hearing and hearing, we're starting to understand what that is. And what it is, the mind is the one that tells you to engage in sense gratification. And the intelligence is the one that says, no, don't do that. So it's quite simple. And the intelligence is right next to the super soul, is right next to the soul and the super soul. So you can where do we get our intelligence from? 10:10, tesam satatam yuktanam, by relating everything to bhakti. Every verse that we're learning, everything that we're doing, we're relating to building our own bhakti, understanding bhakti yoga. We're on this path, and just like us, let's say you're driving from here to Gainesville, and I started to tell you about some streets in New York City. How would that fit into where you're going right now? You have to know where you are right now and building your devotional service to Krishna, knowing how I have right now a relationship with Krishna, but I can't remember most of it. I'm being distracted all the time by my mind, but I'm supposed to control this mind. And how does that mind get controlled in devotional service, Paramjasa Navardhante, is because I'm concentrating with some degree of sincerity. I'm gradually learning what sincerity is because wherever the mind wanders, I'm not having as much interest in that anymore. I found one of the best uses for a material desire. You know what one of the very best utility is for material desire? Is rejecting it. It is so nice to be able to do that. You can take the mercy of Lord Nityananda. How do you know one who gets the mercy of Lord Nityananda? He can give up his material. So you ask for him. He's the one that does. And you say, I would like to take this opportunity, since you presented something which I'm certainly very attracted to say, by the instructions of Srila Prabhupada, I'm understanding that this is not in my interest and this would not please you. So if I could take this opportunity to offer it in rejection, what a use for it. What's the verse that says, happy are those kshatriyas who fighting opportunities come unsought, opening the door to the heavenly planets. So you get a material desire, where's the door being opened for you to offer a prayer? Just see what a wonderful opportunity was just presented to you, opening the door to the spiritual realm, to pleasing your spiritual master. So that can be applied also to tolerance. It says in this world, chapter 13, 8 through 12, one should develop tolerance. And what is this tolerance? It says, because this world is so constituted, you're going to be honored and dishonored. Well, dishonored, mostly. You don't have to, it's a little, in the future maybe, we can learn how to tolerate. Well, you can tolerate happiness too. Krishna says you have to tolerate happiness. And the way you do that, because that's also another root of the anarthas, is this happiness of this material world. So I call it hot potato, since I have to try to make things so I can remember them, is when somebody says something nice to you, oh, you have such a nice quality. You immediately think, well, that quality only came to me. It's not really my quality. I'm maybe some of it developed because I've been listening to Srila Prabhupada. It's Srila Prabhupada's mercy that's changed, just like we were talking about. If you hear, then even if you have bad qualities, they gradually change into good qualities. So that's what happens by hearing. So hot potato, you pass it off. Don't want to hold that one. So, and then the fourth offense, Vedic literature, is it? So the Vedic literature, we're understanding, oh, if you're having trouble with the fourth offense, Vishwanath Chakravarti, well, you read this 1, 5, 10 through 14, the Bhagavatam is complete. It tells you, this is where Narada Muni is talking to his disciple, Vyasadeva, and he's explaining, he says, it's so interesting, the different commentaries on this verse, that he was trying to attract people to hear about Krishna, but he put Karmakanda there to capture them. He gave them material benefits. So Narada Muni says, what were you doing? What were you thinking when you did that? So Vyasadeva says, well, I was thinking at least if they hear, gradually they'll give up these other things. Narada Muni says, no, you know what they did? They'll take that because you're speaking it as Dharma, and they'll hardly care for the prohibitions. They'll just stay what they're doing, and because of the fruit of mentality, they're going to go to put. They're going to go to hell. So he said, all right. Then the Bhagavatam, Dharma Protitakaitava. Right from the beginning, I'm kicking this out. I'm going to lay it down straight. And it was Kaitava Dharma, no more fruitive, covered with fruitive intentions. This is straight bhakti, so you can do that. And that's also, you can relate that to the eighth offense, is if you get those two mixed up, the karmakanda section or doing something for sense gratification that ties you to the wheel of samsara, bodily conception of life, I'm this body, these senses are meant for happiness and modes of nature, then you won't chant nicely. And Queen Kunti gives us a little idea on that. Aishwarya, Shribir, there's a couple more. Someone's trying to improve their life by education. Oh, education. We're going to... How much time have we got? Too late. A little bit about education. Your first... you know who your first guru is? Your first instructor? Your mother. Your mother, in fact, I was writing down all these different things that I remembered that my mother said. There's no book. It's a oral tradition. Mothers tell their children, these are people you don't associate with. There's so many instructions that we have. Even Dhruva Maharaj's mother, she got the ride back to Godhead. Dhruva asked, where's my mother? Oh, there's another plane for her. You know, so these... So your mother is so dear. She gives you what's it, pitocin? What's the first milk before the milk comes in? It's got all the antibiotic and different things like that. They give you all this wonderful nourishment. So Putana, she is the false guru. She dressed up just like a real mother, a real instructor, a real guru, and she gave them nourishment. You're getting your nourishment. Where do you get your nourishment from? Your mother's transforms her blood into milk, liquid religiosity, and gives you this liquid love that takes that how you grow on that. So she was sent by Kamsa, who represents empirical knowledge. Is that too big of a word? That means knowledge that's imperfectly gathered through the senses with the aim of improving your education so you can exploit this world. So presently we have one of the largest slaughterhouses around, just down the street in the shape of the University of Florida. In the sense that it's giving knowledge that's disconnected, which went back to the 1, 5, 10 through 14 verses that when one gets knowledge that not connected with Krishna, it disturbs the mind without having, like a boat without a resting place. So Bhaktivinoda, he calls it that way. You're going to die from that education. It makes your womb of your consciousness unable to conceive of the personality of Krishna. That's what empiric. So if you get somebody when they're young and you feed them this type of putana poison, then they try to kill Krishna because he's a hoaxaja. He's not perceivable by the senses. That is not knowledge that comes through the senses, but their process of knowledge is sensual perception. And it's a, so four kinds of people cannot call out the name for Krishna with love and affection. And there's those who try to improve their life with their education, bodily beauty, good birth. What's the other one? Well, that's all related like that. In other words, when one's trying to live in this world, then you can come into the other verse that pops into your mind is 7:5:30. Prahlad Maharaj, very strong preacher, he says, Atanta gobir vishatosa dova. That for those who are determined to rot in false material happiness, they cannot become Krishna conscious on their own endeavor or by instructions of their guru or by rules and regulations. What are they to do then? They're going to be dragged. Where are they going to be dragged to? The darkest regions. They're being dragged to the darkest regions where they'll madly engage in sense gratification. Puna, puna, chari, chananam. It's hard. We get overwhelmed by so much information. But these are great liberated souls that are saying you'll be dragged to the darkest region. That's scary. And these experts in material manipulation, they have it down. So in the beginning, introductions, first chapters, like the Sri Upanishad, where there's a little hope, a little budding of that hope for life, it says there's four defects that one has to be aware of. The defect is that these senses are imperfect. They're originated from is they're given to you because of your rebelliousness against Krishna. You're suited up with a prison uniform and of these senses. So these senses, everything that they come up with is faulty. So that's an illusion and that's a mistake. And if you actually accept that as your shelter means that's how you understand things. When there's some difficulties which come at every moment, where do you try to relieve that? So if you try to relieve it with material, you get cheated. We're learning how, this is what we're going through, and this is the same point from the first instruction of the Bhagavad Gita, already now in the 10th one, is to relieve the anxiety of the devotees by this chanting of Hare Krishna. So that's some of the points that I've remembered. And I see I'm already ran out of time. I'm sorry. So if there are any questions or comments, we may run a little late. If not, thank you very much for your kind attention. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. Sorry if I offended anybody. But Jeffrey Crumb, is that okay?
Hare Bol. So you were saying that by going to the colleges, in one sense is detrimental. But I mean, we've seen many devotees have gone through the college system and they came out very...
Okay, thank you. That does give me a reprieve then. Yes, anything can be used in Krishna's service. Yukta Vairagya. Thank you very much. So it's not that you just have to be careful and maintain your sadhana, because we've seen many stalwart devotees that we used to see every day. They went back to school for some reason or another, and you don't see them. So it's a slippery slope, they say. But theoretically, if you think you're the one that can do it and it won't affect you, that's possible, because you need a lot of humility. Because it says humility is what is the byproduct of knowledge. Generally, when you know a lot, you think you know more. And that's hard for humility to manifest in that without Krishna. So it's possible. But it's special cases. And Yukta Vairagya, you're right. In principle, you can use everything in Krishna consciousness, but be very careful, because that humility and pride is a very tough one to... I think it's called a left hook. It's a sucker punch. You don't see it coming. And it just gradually knocks you out. In fact, if you ever... I used to watch that once in a while, boxing. These left hooks, they don't see them coming. They go right through their guards, because you have to know how to guard yourself. And that's by good sadhana. So you have a chance. But if you get clipped one of those times, you know...
Very nice. Very, very good.
All right. Thank you. All glories to Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. Jai.